Good morning.
Morning.
早晨好。
We're so thankful that Lord has blessed all of us during the last weekend, winter blessed.
我们非常感恩在过去的周末有这个冬季的风暴，我们都安全地度过。
As far as I know, the church families had no problems with water and electricity as we've had last year.
据我所知，我们教会的家庭里都不像去年一样有任何的，今年没有任何的电力或者水的问题。
And also we want to say our praise for his power of healing and the protection during the high peak month of the pandemic.
而且我们也一直为着在这个疫情的高峰期求主对我们的保守和看顾。
Like him, we were just seeing this morning that he is indeed our God of El Shaddai.
就像我们今天诗歌所唱的，我们的主真的是我们的全有全足全丰全能的神。
God of all sufficient one during the trials in our life.
就是全有全足全丰的神，尽管我们在我们日常生活中会有一些艰难。
This morning, my burden of sharing is Exodus chapter 6.
今天早间我的负担就是与大家分享出埃及记第六章。
Would you please turn your Bible with me into Exodus chapter 6?
请您与我一同翻到圣经出埃及记第六章。
I'm going to read the verses 2-8 in English, and our sister will read the same verses for us in Chinese.
我会用中文读，英文读第六章，2-8节。姊妹会用中文读第六章2-8节。
Exodus chapter 6 verses 2-8. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrim, in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel from the Egyptians, keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord.
出埃及记第六章2-8节，神晓谕摩西说：“我是耶和华，我从前向亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各显现为全能的神。”至于我名耶和华，他们未曾知道。我与他们坚定所立的约，要把他们寄居的迦南地赐给他们。我也听见以色列人被埃及人苦待的哀声，我也纪念我的约。所以我要对以色列人说，我是耶和华，我要用伸出来的膀臂重重的刑罚埃及人，救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要做你们的神。你们要知道我是耶和华你们的神，是救你们脱离埃及人之重担的。我岂是应许亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的那地 我要把你们领进去，将那地赐给你们为业。我是耶和华。
Let's pay attention here that God spoke to Moses of his name for four times in verse 2, 6, 7, and 8.
让我们特别注意，在这个出埃及记第六章里面，耶和华神对摩西强调他自己的名字有四个地方，他们分别在第二节、第六节、第七节和第八节。
And this is the key point of the conversation here between Moses and God.
在摩西与神之间的对话，这是一个至关重要的地方。
In most English Bible and Chinese Bible as well, the phrase "I am the Lord" is translated as "I am Jehovah."
在许多中文的圣经里面，这句话“我是主神”其实是翻译成“我是耶和华”。
In original language, it is "I Yahweh."
在原来的语言当中，他是说“我是”。
And there's another name that God revealed to Moses about himself is in verse 3.
还有一个就是神向摩西启示他的名字在第三节。
He says that I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty.
他说我在向以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各启示那地的时候，我是全能的神。
That's El Shaddai.
那个就是全能的神以利沙代。
It is the name we were just singing this morning.
这个就是我们刚才所唱的诗歌。
So by these names, God told Moses that I will bring my people out of the land of Egypt.
因着这个名，所以我将要带以色列人出埃及。
Let's turn to New Testament, Ephesians.
让我们翻到新约圣经以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 13.
第六章。以弗所书第六章。
Verse 13.
第十二节。
13.
十三节。
Yeah.Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand.
以弗所书第六章第十二节到第十三节，因我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、管辖这幽暗世界的以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战，所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子抵挡仇敌，并且成就了一切，还能站立得住。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们来有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for gathering us together this morning.
主，我们谢谢你今天早晨让我们聚集在一起。
Lord, because of your name El Shaddai.
主，我们因着你，全能的主的名。
We dare to fly ourselves into your rest.
我们真的来飞奔在你的胸怀当中。
Lord, we pray that Holy Spirit will breathe your word onto our heart.
我们祷告圣灵。吹气，在这些话语进入我们的心中。
So we may say, Lord, you speak, thy servant listen.
好像我们可以说，主啊，你讲话，你的仆人谨听。
We thank you for this time.
我们感谢你，为这段时间感谢你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Exodus is a great story of a great escape.
出埃及记是讲一个伟大的出逃的故事。
Because God promised Moses and the people of Israel that He will deliver them out of the bondage of Egypt.
因为神应许摩西说，他会把他们带出这个为奴之家。
And also He will lead them back to the land of Canaan that He's promised to their forefathers.
并且把他们带入他向他列祖所应许之地。
If we go back to chapter 3,
如果我们回到第三章,
God had called Moses in the burning bush at Mount Horeb.
在何烈山上，神向摩西显现，并向他讲话。
Then God talked about his plan of deliverance with Moses.
神于是向摩西讲了他的救赎的计划。
So in verse 16 to 17, chapter 3.
在第十六节第十七节的出埃及记第三章里面
God told Moses that I am Jehovah God of Israel and I will bring my people out of the land of Egypt
摩西神对摩西说我是你的神我会带领你出埃及
But you Moses is my messenger
但是你摩西要作为我的信使
You just have to go to the Pharaoh and claim the deliverance in my name.
你所有能做的就是到法老那里告诉他们我将要把你们带出埃及。
So Moses went back to Egypt.
所以摩西回到埃及。
The land which he had been apart for 40 years.
在那里他曾经居住过40年。
I bet Moses was going in a high spirit.
我相信摩西一定是特别精力充沛的，充满信心的回去。
Because God had given his name to him.
因为神已经把自己的名向他启示了。
This is the name even Abraham didn't know it.
甚至亚伯拉罕都不知道这个名。
And the ruler of Egypt will immediately let the Israel people go with no opposition.
那些掌权的一定会让以色列人立刻离开，不会给他们任何的阻挠。
Because Moses was thinking like I have God's name.
他摩西在想我有神的名。
So in the beginning of chapter 5.
所以在第五节开始的时候
，We see Moses and his brother Aaron went before Pharaoh.
我们看到摩西和亚伦。他的哥哥来到法老面前
Together they proclaimed
他们一同的来宣称宣告
Thus says Jehovah the God of Israel let my people go
耶和华以色列的神这样说容我的百姓去旷野离开这地
But right after that
但是这之后
To their surprise,
令他们所惊奇的是
there's nothing like a bing bang boom happen.
没有这样很美好的事情立刻发生。
Pharaoh simply reject the name of a God and threw it back to their face.
法老立刻拒绝了神的名，并且把这个名还给他们，当着他的面拒绝。
And he told these two Hebrew brothers,
他们告诉他这两个法老告诉这两位希伯来弟兄
Forget about your God Jehovah.
请你不要提你耶和华的名
Because I don't know God of Israel and I never heard of him.
我从来没听过以色列神的名字，我也不知道他的名。
In fact, I am the top ruler over this piece of land.
我是这块地的主。
And everything going on this land has to be under my control.
所有在这个地上所发生的事情都是由我来控制。
And without my permission, you and your people will never be able to move a single step out.
如果没有我的允许，你一步寸步难行。
You want to have a try and be my guest?
你想试吗？你要做我的客人吗？
Then Pharaoh made an order to Israel people.
然后法老就向以色列的民众下了一个命令
to double their workloads
好叫他们的苦工更加加重
So Moses was very frustrated by Pharaoh's stubbornness
所以摩西为着法老的固执非常的觉得焦心
But coming back from Pharaoh
但是从法老那回来的时候
Moses had to face his own people
摩西必须要面对自己的民众
and they were now turning onto him and pour out their blames on him
当以色列的民众来见到摩西的时候他们把自己满腹的怨言都倾倒在他的面前
they said it's all because you were speaking the name of God to Pharaoh
就是他们对摩西说就因为你提到耶和华神的名对法老说了这一切
It's all because of you that we are having a big trouble here.
就是因为你所做的，所以我们现在面临很大的艰难。
Why do you want to speak the name of God to Pharaoh?
你为什么要把耶和华的名跟法老提呢？
You and Aaron, you guys caused us big trouble here.
你和亚伦，你们俩给我们造成了这么大的困难。
And go back, we don't want you be here.
你们走吧，我们可不需要你们在这里。
When you find your faith is being tested,
当你发现你的信心被经过试验，
and the wind of adversity comes and hits you in the face.
当这些不利于你的这些挫败的风暴直接吹入到你的脸上的时候，
you almost feel suffocating at the times.
你可能会觉得你连气都喘不过来。
You feel like you can't hold your position anymore.
你觉得你也没办法站立得住了。
You used to think that God is for sure on your side.
你可能会想到神一定会站在我这一边。
But now all of your prayers to God seems to go unanswered for some reasons.
但这时候你所有在神面前的祷告似乎都不蒙垂听。
And the devil is doing his best part to harass you.
仇敌这时候尽力的来搅扰你。
Your plans are frustrated and all your friends deserted you.
你所有的计划都挫败了，你的朋友也离弃你了。
Somehow between you and God,
但是在你和神之间，
there seems to be a thick cloud.
好像有一个很浓重的乌云。
And the things around you sound negative and impossible.
所有在你周围的事情似乎都不可能的，都是负面的。
My dear brothers and sisters, what you do?
那这时候，我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你会怎么样呢？
And how do you respond?
你会要怎么样回答呢？
I knew a sister who was mistreated in her job place.
我知道有一个姊妹在她工作的地方被苦待。
She was mistreated just because of her faith in Christ.
她之所以被苦待，只是因为她在基督里面的信心。
She once sent a request to her manager.
她想要对她对她的经理提了一个要求。
Not to work overtime on Sunday, so she would be able to attend the worship meetings at the church.
这个要求就是在礼拜天她不要做很多的工作，好叫她可以到教会敬拜神。
So the manager gave her a very hard time.
所以经理就给苦待他。
And her paycheck had been cut down.
他所挣的薪水就少了许多。
Co-workers laughed at her.
他的同工们都来取笑他。
And friends were leaving her one by one.
许多的朋友都远离了他。
Thought she was a bonehead.
就觉得他很蠢。
When she came back home from work,
当他从工作回来的时候，
Her husband turned back to her.
她的丈夫也不能理解她。
And said to her, "No more Sunday meetings from now."
从现在开始，你就不要再去主日的聚会了。
It was a dark time in her spiritual life that he had to face the challenges from both sides.
所以在她属灵的生活当中，这是最黑暗的一段时间，因为她四围都遭受仇敌的攻击。
My dear brothers and sisters,
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
this is the background when Moses was coming before God.
这个就是摩西来到神面前。
And he had a conversation with God in Exodus chapter 6.
他摩西在出埃及记第六章里面讲到说摩西来到神的面前。
But if you have a Bible with you, we see that actually the conversation starts from the last part of chapter 5.
但是如果你读了你的圣经，你就知道这段缘由是因为第五章的后面所讲的。
There Moses was complaining to God.
因为摩西在对耶和华抱怨。
That it was you who sent me as your messenger to the Pharaoh.
主啊，你是你把我打发到法老那儿去的，奉你的名讲话。
However, as I spoke to him in your name,
但是当我奉你的名讲话的时候
There's nothing happened.
我什么也没成就。
But turn the Pharaoh being more harm to your children of Israel.
他却更加的苦待你的百姓。
And the you stayed here seems doing nothing to deliver your people at all.
但是你好像一点行动都没有采取来拯救你的百姓。
Moses' faith to God is being tested now.
这时候摩西的在神面前的信心就受到了试验。
For most of high schoolers sitting here with us this morning.
在许多这个高中生与我们一起聚会的高中生们在座的。
Soon you will leave this room for the outside world.
不久的将来你就会离开这里到外面的世界去。
And you want to get into the top colleges in this nation.
你想要去进入这个国家中最顶级的大学。
But you know the fact is these colleges is where the atheist and the secularism find their roots.
你知道在这些顶尖大学里面那些无神论者反对神的人都在里面聚集。
What you have learned here for so many years about God.
你从小所被教导的这许多年来知道有关神的一切的事情。
God's name, the word of God, and God's way to live.
神的名，神的话语，和神教导我们该如何的生活。
Will be undergoing the furious challenges like Moses was facing in Exodus.
都会像摩西在这里所经过的一样，来经过试炼。
People will laugh at you.
人们会笑话你。
People will throw God's name back to your face.
人们就会把神的名来，扔回给你。
People will point their fingers at you.
人们会指着他们的手指来对着你。
People will say, "What is about the name of God?"
他们就会说神的名是什么？他又能怎么样？
You are living the 21st century.
你现在是在二十一世纪。
Forget about your God, and we never heard of him.
千万不要提你神的名，我可不知道。
Sometimes the challenge may come from your classroom.
那有的时候，这些所有的挑战都是从你自己的同学里面而来。
Your textbook.
或者是你的教科书。
Your professor.
甚至你的教授。
Sometimes the challenge may come from the other side.
那有的时候，这些挑战是从其他方面而来。
Your friends.
你的朋友。
Or your roommates.
或甚至你的同室友。
My dear young fellows, when you are in this situation,
我亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹们、同伴们，当你遇到这样的情况的时候
，What you do?
你会怎么样呢？
Who'd you turn?
你转向谁呢
？And how'd you respond?
你会怎么样回答呢
？So if we go back to Exodus chapter 6,
如果我们再回到出埃及记第六章
，Unlike the others, such as people of Israel,
没有像其他以色列民众一样
，Moses' response was to stand up and to face the challenges.
摩西所采取的就是。能够站立的稳，并且来继续面对法老。
When peoples of Israel they suffered the opposition coming from the Pharaoh.
当以色列民众面临着法老所来的苦待的时候
，their choice was to shift their position quickly back to the Pharaoh.
他们所采取的就是立刻改变他们的。所站立的位置回到法老面前。
They came to Pharaoh and cried unto him for help.
他们从来到法老面前向他来求救。
But when Moses was encountering the rejection from the Pharaoh,
但当摩西面临法老的敌对的时候
，his first choice was not to flee away like what he did 40 years ago.
他所做的选择不是他四十年前所做的立刻逃离。
He came back to God for an answer.
他来到神的面前寻求一个答案。
Even though he was deeply discouraged by the situation there,
其实在他内心当中他已经非常的沮丧。
He still believed that there must be a way out in God's provision.
他知道在神全能的供给里面他一定会有一条出路。
So in chapter 5 verse 22 it says Moses returned to the Lord.
所以在出埃及记第五章二十二节里面讲到摩西回到耶和华那里。
This is the smartest choice when God's children are facing the challenges and trying to find a way out.
当神的儿女们面对困难并且想要寻求一条出路的时候，这是我们唯一的选择。
So we see as soon as Moses was turning back to God for an answer,
所以当我们看到摩西一回到神的面前来寻求答案的时候，
We see in chapter 6 God responded to Moses.
我们就看到第六章神回答摩西。
He talked to Moses immediately with his full plan of deliverance.
他立刻把神立刻把自己完全救赎计划向摩西展开。
He confirmed with Moses of his covenant.
他重新向摩西讲了他的约。
His salvation and his leadership in order to save his children from the burdens of the Egyptians.
包括他的救赎和他如何将要带领以色列人出埃及。
But it is very interesting. On top of that, God spoke his names to Moses for multiple times.
不仅这些，最主要的是神在这一次向摩西讲到自己的名讲了许多次。
God repeated to Moses, I am Jehovah and the God of El Shaddai.
他一再的重申，我是耶和华，是全能的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, is this the first time for Moses to hear God's names?
弟兄姊妹们，这是第一次摩西听到神的名吗？
Of course not.
当然不是。
We learned since chapter 3.
我们在第三节里面讲，第三章里面讲到，
God had repeated his names to Moses again and again.
神对摩西启示自己的名字多次。
But my dear brothers and sisters, why God wanted to repeat his name again in chapter 6?
但是弟兄姊妹们，为什么神要在第六章重复他自己的名呢？
Not only repeat for one time, but multiple times.
不是只是重复一次，而是四次。
This is the key question to the conversation between God and Moses here.
所以在神和摩西之间最主要的话题就是这个。
And this is the good lesson for us to learn.
这也是对我们一个很重要的功课。
Back to the Old Testament history.
再回到旧约圣经的历史里面。
God has spoken to his people about himself with different names.
神向他的百姓里启示自己的名多次。
His name is Jehovah.
他的名是耶和华神，
El Shaddai,
是全有全足全丰的神，
Jehovah Shalom,
是赐平安的神沙龙，
Jehovah Jireh,
是
供
给的神
耶和华
扎尔。
There are 20 to 30 names we can learn from the Old Testament.
超过20甚至30个名在旧约圣经里面提到神的名。
In the New Testament,
在新约里面，
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 21,
在马太福音第一章二十一节，
The archangel told Joseph Mary's husband,
天使来启示约瑟和他的妻子，
You are going to have a baby son,
你会有一个儿子。
And you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins.
你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
So dear brothers and sisters, we know that.
弟兄姊妹们，我们知道。
God's name in the Bible is not just only the name like Peter, David, John, Tony, as you know what to call him.
神的名不是像我们人的名，就是彼得、约翰、托尼或者任何人的一个名字是我们用来叫的。
God's name throughout the Bible speak things about his character.
神的名在圣经中就是讲到神的性情。
His personality and his nature.
神的人性格性情和他自己的本性。
Whether it's El Shaddai or Jehovah, whatever the name might be.
不管是自有拥有的神还是全有全足全丰的神。
It has the specific meaning and it gives the understanding and the clarity to who he is.
是向他的子民启示他是谁。
But most importantly, God's name carries the spiritual reality as we usually say the power of God.
但是最主要的是神的名来里面带着这个灵里面的真实的启示就像圣灵的能力。
In Exodus 6,
在出埃及记第六章,
God reconfirmed his name to Moses, saying, I am Jehovah.
神重新再次向摩西说, 我是耶和华。
There is no to be verb as am in original text.
在以前的文字里面是没有将来时的。
It is as simple, I, Yahweh.
是我是亚伟是自有拥有的神
because he is the self-existed one
因为他是自有拥有永远存在的神
so there is no such word to be verb you can he can express himself
所以就没有将来时因为他是永存的神
he's been there all the time and he will always be there even though you are not there yet
所以在整个人世间他一直存在甚至你不在你不知道的时候他也存在
You may say sometimes I feel he's there
你可能就说我有的时候觉得神存在
But sometimes I feel he's distant
但有的时候我觉得他离我很远
But Jehovah the Lord this name tells us
但是耶和华这个名告诉我们
that God is always there and he's always on your side.
神他永远存在他永远为你征战。
This is the reality of this name, Jehovah.
这个耶和华他的名的实际就是这个意思。
He's been there all the time and will always be there.
他是自有拥有的神。
So you and I can always rely on him.
所以你和我都可以用总是来信靠他
Secondly, the Hebrew word of Yahweh
第二点这个希伯来文 Yahweh
Or the English translation Jehovah means he is the Lord
就是说在英文的中文就是耶和华意思就是说他是主神
He is the Lord who reigns over all
他是主神他掌管一切他居首位
so, as he said to Moses
就像他对摩西说的
he is the Lord not only over the land of Egypt and Canaan
他不仅是在埃及全地和迦南全地做主的神
but also the land of China
甚至在中国做主的神
the land of America
在美国做主的神
the land of Europe
在欧洲做主的神
the land of Africa
在非洲做主的神
All lands of the whole earth
在全地为主
The oceans, the sky, and even the underground
在洋海在天空他都是主
In Isaiah 66 verse 1 God says
在以赛亚书第66章第一节的时候神说
Heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool
天是我的座位，地是我的脚蹬。
God is the Lord of the whole universe.
神是宇宙万物的主宰。
The power of powers, King of kings, and the Lord of lords.
他是万王之王，万主之主，君王的首领。
He is the Lord of lords, include the rulers of Egypt.
他是万王之王，君王的首领，他也是法老的首领。
So remember, Moses just came back from king's palace.
所以记住，这时候摩西他刚从法老的宫殿里出来。
And he was disappointed and so frustrated.
他非常的失望，他也有一些焦虑。
So he was complaining to God about the controlling power of the rulers of Egypt.
他在向神来抱怨 这个法老他所具有的这一切决定的权利。
But I, Jehovah, this name of God.
但是我是耶和华主神。
He made it clear to Moses.
他对摩西很清楚地讲到。
Pharaoh is not the king, but I am.
法老不是国王，我是王。
Instead, Pharaoh was just a little nut that the Lord has placed there for the purpose of training on his children of Israel.
法老只是神所用的一个非常小的器皿，好来使用，以来训练以色列民。
So he told Moses that Pharaoh was not the one who decides you, but who decides your future, but I am.
他就告诉摩西说，法老不是来决定你的将来的那一位，我是。
So my dear brothers and sisters, this is the exact meaning of I, Jehovah, the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，耶和华主神，这个就是他的意思，他作王掌权。
And this is the greatest comfort that Moses could find as he was encountering the challenges.
所以当摩西遇到众多的阻挠的时候，这是成为他最大的安慰。
Then in verse 3,
在第三节，
God told Moses,
神对摩西说，
I am the God of Almighty.
我是全能的神。
This is the name God had once revealed to the Israel forefathers.
这个就是神曾经向以色列列祖所启示的神。
English translation of God of Almighty in original language is El Shaddai.
英文所翻译的在原文里面它是以利沙代。
God of mother's breast.
是母亲的胸怀。
It means God, all-sufficient one.
是神，是全有全足全丰的神。
Like a loving mother to a newborn baby.
像一个充满慈爱的母亲对一个新生的婴儿一样。
He is our forever source of strength, so that we may find our protection and provision in Him.
在他的里面，我们可以永远的发现我们的保护和我们所需要的一切的供给。
Like a mother's breast to a newborn baby.
就像一个母亲的胸怀在拥抱一个新生儿。
His provision has no limits.
他的供给是没有限制的。
By this name, Abraham and Sarah found their protection in the land of Egypt.
在藉着这个名，亚伯拉罕和撒拉曾经在埃及受到保护和供给。
They were carried back to their homeland safely by this man.
他们从他们父家一直带着这个名，一直安然度过。
So God was telling Moses.
所以神就对摩西说
，It is not just a name.
这个不只是一个名。
It is not just a combination of alphabet letters.
也不是只是一些字母所组成的一个字。
The name of El Shaddai has the power, and this power is now on the people of Israel.
这个全有全足全身全足全有全丰的神，这个名是充满了能力的。这个能力现在在以色列的人的身上显为大。
So my dear brothers and sisters, situation could be changed.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们周遭的环境会变。
History could be changed.
历史也会更改。
Civilization change.
文明会变更。
But the power of the name of God does not change.
但是神名所带有的能力是不能改变的。
He spoke his name in the Old Testament in Exodus.
他在出埃及记讲到自己的名。
And these names are still faithfully has the power to us in today.
这些名今天还在信实的保守来攻击我们。
Like these, like the hymn we were singing this morning.
就像我们今天刚才所唱的诗歌一样。
El Shaddai, if we have you.
以利沙代，如果我们有你。
You're enough.
我们就足够了。
However great the trial.
不管这个是多风帆。
El Shaddai, you're enough.
神啊，全有全足全丰的神，有你就够了。
However long the sin,
无论境有多寂寞。
Now we can answer the question that why God wanted to arrange this conversation with Moses in this way.
所以我们就可以看见为什么在圣经里提到当神与摩西讲话的时候他是这样提到自己的名的。
Why in this conversation God wanted to repeat his name for four times and plus El Shaddai to Moses?
我们就知道为什么在这里神四次向摩西启示自己的名字，重复自己的名。
If it was only a name of God, so Moses can call him.I, Jehovah, the Lord, once is enough.
如果它只是一个名字的话，那摩西可以称这个名神，你是耶和华的名，只称这一次。
My wife always said to me.
我的妻子总对我说。
When I was young.
当我小的时候。
So we are not young, and we are not young now.
我们现在不年轻了。
We're getting old.
我们现在在变老。
She said, "When I was young, I can remember all the names just by one time."
我年轻的时候，我一次就能记住人的名字。
Her mind just like a computer to remind, to store all the phone numbers.
她的脑子就像一个计算机一样，可以记住好多的电话号码。
But as we are getting old.
但是当我们渐渐地变老的时候
Maybe not just one time
不可能不也许不是一次
If we want to remember a name of a person
如果我们想要记住一个人的名字
Two times is enough
两次应该够了
If this is just the name of a God God just want to repeat it to Moses just one time
如果这只是神的名神只需要向摩西来重复说一遍。
Moses is smart enough.
摩西已经很聪明了。
Moses was Hebrew.
摩西是希伯来人。
Moses was highly educated in Pharaoh's palace for 40 years.
摩西曾在法老的宫殿受高等教育40年。
He had no problem to catch the meanings when God spoke his names in Hebrew language.
如果神以希伯来语对他启示他自己的名字，他没有任何的问题能够理解。
But God's desire was to wake up Moses' awareness to the spiritual reality of these names.
但是神所要做的就是让摩西回到属灵的真实里面，意识到神名的意义。
These are the names with the power carried. These are the names with the power.
这些名他们是蛮有能力的
and the spiritual reality carried by his name so Moses could live by these names
因着属灵的实际里面有神的能力所以摩西也能够带着神的能力
in other words it's wonderful for God's children to have the names of God
换句话说对于神的百姓来说我们非常的非常好我们知道神的名
It's wonderful for God's people to have El Shaddai.
我们真的是太棒了。我们知道神是全有全足全丰的神。
But if they don't fly to God's breast by this name,
如果神的儿女不飞奔到神的胸怀里面
，if they don't ever step into the reality of His name.
如果神的儿女不进入神的实际里面，您的实际里面
，If Moses doesn't insert his daily life into his name，
如果摩西不把自己每日的生活与神的名相连的话
，Then the name of I Jehovah, the name of El Shaddai，
如果这样，如果是这样的话，神的名，自有永有的神，全有全足全丰的神。
The name of Jesus will be an empty name between our lips.
还有耶稣的名，拯救罪人的名，这些只是对于空话，只是在我们口舌上所能提到的。
This is the purpose of the conversation in chapter 6.
所以在第六章，这个目的就是要讲的是这个。
God repeated and repeated his name to Moses.
神一次再一次的来重复自己的名向摩西。
This repetition is an invitation for Moses.
这个重复的提醒其实是对摩西的一个邀请。
God was calling Moses, saying, "This is not only the name."
神在启示摩西，这个不光是一个名。
I don't need to have a name.
我不需要这个名。
But I give you a name.
我给你这个名。
I want you to get into the power of this name.
我需要你进入这个名的能力里面。
If we read through the whole book of Exodus,
如果我们能够把出埃及记整章读完，
we will find that chapter 6 is the turning point for Moses.
我们就可以看到这个第六章其实是个摩西生命中的一个转折点。
The turning point for Moses' ministry in leading the people of Israel out of Egypt.
就是摩西在他带领以色列人出埃及经历当中的一个转折点。
Before this chapter, it was Moses.
在这一章前面是摩西。
Moses of a powerless and easily frustrated.
摩西是个没有能力而且容易焦虑的人。
But after chapter 6, it was still this Moses.
当第六章之后还是同样的摩西。
But a man of faith and the power to split the Red Sea.
但是他成为一个有信心的摩西，并且能够使红海，分开的那一位。
For most of young people, middle schoolers and high schoolers.
对于年轻人，对于高中生和初中生。
We kept coming into the church and study the Bible every week.
我们每周来到教会。来读神的话语，研读神的话语。
We seem to learn enough the topics through the Bible.
我们似乎急着，圣经已经学了许多的主题。
Whether in Friday evening or Sunday school class.
不光是在周五的查经，还是周日的信息。
But my dear young fellows.
但是我亲爱的年轻的。
To live in the reality of God's word is much different from just knowing the word of God.
来活出神话语的实际和这个光是字眼上的这个是完全不一样的。
It is wonderful for Moses to know all the names of God.
对于摩西来说，他知道神所有的名是非常棒的。
But if he never tried to fly himself into the reality carried by these names,
如果摩西没有来到神的胸怀，这个胸怀是带着神所有名的胸怀。
If he never had a experience to live by these names,
如果他没有，急着这些名生活的实际，
he could sing the hymn El Shaddai for every meeting.
他可能每次聚集的时候都可以唱以利沙代
hundreds and thousands of times
甚至成百成千次的来唱这首诗。
But every word in this hymn is empty and meaningless to him.
但是诗歌里面每个字对他来说都是空洞的。
My dear young fellows, church is not only the place we could learn, but also the placeWe could experience the names of God.
年轻人们，我想要告诉你，我们在教会里不仅是能够学神的话语，并且能够把神的话语放在实际当中活出来。
I think this is the message of Exodus chapter 6.
所以我认为这个出埃及记第六章讲的就是这个主题。
My dear brothers and sisters.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
This is a very difficult time for our nation and the church in this country as well.
我们所面临的世代不仅是对于这个国家，对于教会来说，都是一个非常艰难的时代。
Many people fear many things concerning their future.
许多人为着自己的将来有许多的担忧。
COVID issues, political issues, economic issues, you name it.
不光是疫情，还有政治上的，还有经济上的，还有自己的问题。你说吧，只要你能提到的都有。
When we see things going drastically in such a bad way,
当我们看到周遭的事情是如此戏剧化，走向败落的时候，
It could easily create the attitude of disappointment and frustration.
很容易我们就会产生失望或者受挫的感觉。
It is true we want to stand as a live testimony for Christ before this age.
我们真的想在这个末世的时代为神能够站立的稳，做他的见证。
But dear brothers and sisters, when the waves of disappointment and the frustration come and the crush on us,
但是弟兄姊妹们，当这些周遭的失望和受挫如浪涛一样席卷我们的时候，
What did you do?
你能做什么呢？
Who did you turn?
你转向谁呢？
And how do you respond?
你怎么样回答呢？
I think we can learn three things from Moses' choice in chapter 5 and 6.
就我来说，我认为摩西从第五章和第六章学到了三点。
First, don't quit easily.
第一点，不要轻言放弃。
We got to hold our position and to stand firm in the midst of complications.
所以我们一定要在这个周遭的错综的环境里面站立的稳。
Like American often says, hang in there tough.
就像美国人所经常说的，hang in there, 坚持一下。
Then you, yeah, 坚持到底啊。
啊，坚持到底。
then you will find the way, way out by God's grace.
你就会藉着神的恩典发现神给你开辟一条道路。
I've seen some brothers and sisters.
我看到一些弟兄姊妹。
They're looking for directions out of chaos.
他们在一些非常混乱的情况里面来寻求方向。
So they started with prayer.
他们就开始祷告。
This was very good.
这个太棒了。
Praise the Lord.
感谢主。
But it was pitiful.
但是有点可怜。
That with not enough rounds of prayer, they just gave it up too early.
如果还没有太多的祷告的时候，他们就已经放弃了。
In Ephesians chapter 6,
在以弗所书第六章，
Paul encouraged the brothers and the sisters in the city of Ephesus.
保罗在勉励以弗所教会的弟兄姊妹们。
You got to be strong enough in the power of God.
你要藉着神的能力刚强起来。
Surely He will give you the whole armor to against the wiles of the devil.
他当然所赐给你全副的军装，好叫你抵挡仇敌。
But you must find yourself a spot that you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
但是你自己要给自己立足了脚跟，找着一个地方能够站立的稳。
And to stand all the way through.
持续的站立不放弃。
Second, dear brothers and sisters, don't turn ourselves to the world for help.
第二点，弟兄姊妹们，不要向这个世界来寻求帮助。
No matter how smart, reasonable, and powerful it is.
不管他们看起来是多么有道理，多么聪明。
Don't turn to the world for help.
不要转向世界寻求帮助。
Don't turn to the politicians for making the church a bright future.
不要以为政客们会让我们的教会会有多么光明的前途。
Nobody can do it except the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有人能够做到这事，只有耶稣基督。
Don't turn to CDC experts for whether or when you should come back to the house of God to worship the Lord.
不要来依靠这个 CDC 来决定这个今天的天气如何，你要不要来教会敬拜神。
We are God's children. You and I got to return to the Lord like Moses did in Exodus.
我们是神的儿女，我们应该像摩西一样转眼来仰望我们的神，寻求他的帮助。
Third, I think cry to God for life experience on His word.
第三点，我们需要在神面前祈求，好叫我们能够经历他话语的真实。
God has generously revealed all His names, all His plans, all all he wanted to do with them to his children.
神毫不吝惜把自己的名和自己完美的救赎计划启示给他的孩子们。
But his purpose for us is to live his plans instead of just knowing them.
但是神在我们身上的目的是让我们能够活出来他的话语，而不是只是知道他。
Guys, we come to the church meetings on every Friday and Sunday.
我们每周五、每周日来到教会。
And we tend to make a good effort to dig into the knowledge of the Word of God.
我们每次都花尽心思的想要更加深入的知道神话语的意义。
But I think one thing we don't speak here enough.Is that we got to apply what we've learned into our daily life.
但是我们所欠缺的是，我们要加特别的认识到，每日把我们所知道的这些圣经上的知识来用于我们的生活当中。
And let the word be active and alive in us.
好叫神的话语在我们的里面成为真实，是活泼的。
Because His word is alive.
因为他的话语就是生命的话语。
His name has the power.
他的名是蛮有能力的名。
I knew a brother.
我知道，我认识一个弟兄。
He writes down one phrase in the title page of his Bible.
他在他的圣经的第一页写了一句话。
You know all the old style Bible, English Bible, they have a title page.
你知道所有以前的古旧的老旧的圣经，它在第一页都有一个
一个扉页，
扉页，
就
是起始页。
It says this Bible belongs to Mr. or Mrs. Who.
说到这个圣经是属于谁？谁？
Or this Bible is the gift for who?
或者说这个圣经是由谁所赐？
So this is title page of the Bible.
所以这个就是圣经的扉页。
This brother writes down one phrase.
这个弟兄就写了一句。
My desire for my life is the test field for God's word.
我唯愿我生命。里面能够成为神话语的一个试验田。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
This is the ultimate purpose that God wants to accomplish on Moses.
这个就是神所要在摩西身上所成就的完全的旨意。
And also among us as the assembly of Christ.
也是对于我们这些神的儿女的旨意。
Let's pray.
让我们有些祷告。
Lord, we thank you for your word.
主啊，谢谢你的话语。
Lord, we pray that you will make these words alive.
主啊，求你使这些话语能够活泼。
Because thy word is alive and active.
因为你的话语是有生命的。
Your word has power.
是有能力的。
Make your word alive in us so we may follow you.
愿你的话语在我们的里面成为真实，好叫我们来跟随你。
We may live your word.
我们能够活出你的话语。
For everyday life.
在每日的生活中经历。
Lord, we thank you for the time.
我们感谢你，主。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.